Short-term missions for youth. This article is from Africa's issue entitled Youth in Missions, a Strategic Moment for Africa. Short-term mission trips are a great way to get youth interested and involved in missions because they get excited about what is on God's heart. Youngsters who visit the mission field eventually may become missionaries themselves or people who pray for and financially support missions. Invest in the future. Although sending youth on short-term trips may not always make sense financially, the long-term benefits are immense. Young people bring energy, they haven't experienced too much to fear the risks. And when the Spirit of the Lord is upon them, they can have a great effect. We have so many projects which were original ideas from young people thinking out of the box, and I have seen ministries and even churches established through short-term trips. Seeing is believing. When young people go into the field and are plunged into a situation of need, their hearts break and they think, God can use me to be an answer. They may see children who are neglected and wanting to be loved. They may see violence and injustice. Or, most often, it is a realization that there are people who don't know Jesus and who may have no opportunity to know Jesus. It is a powerful moment for a young person. Don't hit in the wind. As we think about sending young people out, we must not just hit in the wind, don't go unless there is a plan to follow up. I would rather send a mission team to a group that already has somebody or something with the potential to continue the work. Otherwise, it's like giving birth to babies and leaving them in the streets. We need to ask, how can we serve you and equip the locals for long-term impact? Teach fundraising. We cannot expect young people to go out and raise money without guidance. Don't just tell them what to do, help them to own the ideas they generate. Give them enough time to do it, or they will be frustrated and unable to go. Encourage them to team up to sell something or have an event to raise funds. They can sell coffee or cookies at church, or an offering can be taken after a presentation. Too often we say to young people, just have faith. Faith is not a problem for the youth, it is the help to do what is necessary so that God may provide. Come alongside and work together, then let God do His thing. One does not go to the airport without a passport. Perhaps, God will provide the money for the flight on the way, but without that passport you cannot go. God may give you a vision and you can begin to prepare as He gets the miracle ready. I've seen too many young people fail and become discouraged because there was no preparation. Eat the eyeball. Cultural training and sensitivity are vital to prevent discouraging and offending your hosts. If a team member makes a comment like, "Oh, everything is so cheap here," the local person who is struggling to live will be hurt. Help young people see the dignity and intrinsic value in the people they are serving. Strange foods like eyeballs, strange accents, and seemingly oppressive cultural practices are a challenge, but in the end, hearts open when people see that you actually are serving them and are willing to bow to their elders. People see you before they hear you. Our organization has mission prep training, which includes discipleship, practical evangelism, cultural training, and other teaching. We really soak in to prepare the youth for what they will see and do, so they will not overreact when faced with new situations. How can we do better? Two leaders create a better team dynamic and lessen the stress. Don't bring a person who doesn't want to go or who is already struggling. Don't expect your host to provide for you, unless that was the arrangement. Teams who are low on finances can serve the host or community in exchange for meals. Young people are not just the future, they are the present. God can use them now.